lost in the funhouse. An American newsstand, circa 1986. GQ, the rise and rise of Michael J. Fox. Us, Michael J. Fox, back to my future. People, the secret of his success. Rolling Stone, the hot issue, Michael J. Fox. Playgirl, a night on the prowl with Michael J. Fox. Bop, who's cuter, Kirk Cameron or Michael J., you decide. There's a newsstand in my old Studio City neighborhood on the southwest corner of Van Nuys and Ventura Boulevards. Every now and then, during the post-Back to the Future 80s, I'd stop by, and baseball cap tugged down low on my brow, sunglasses snug to the bridge of my nose, discreetly scan the racks. No, I wasn't checking out Hustler or Jugs or any of the other girly magazines, but surveying the versions of myself on display. People, Us, GQ, TV Guide, Mad, Cracked, Adweek, Variety, McCall's, Family Circle, The National Enquirer, The Star, The Globe, 17, 16, Tiger Beat, Bop, and on and on. Everywhere I looked, I saw my image reflected back at me. But that was the thing. None of them was a true representation of my real self, whoever that was. It was more like a hall of mirrors. These weren't reflections so much as they were different facets of my public persona, skewed by the various publishers and editors to best promote their point of view and attract whatever demographic group they cater to. So on the cover of People, I was the boy next door, GQ, a well-groomed yuppie, Playgirl, a sex symbol. That hall of mirrors on Van Nuys is a perfect metaphor for what my life had become as I found myself in the labyrinthine funhouse of America mega celebrity, a place where I discovered it's easy to get lost. In a brief 6-year period, I had become famous. Well, you might be asking, wasn't that my goal all along? Wasn't that the whole idea, to one day become rich and famous? It's not that simple. Sure, inasmuch as rich and famous implied freedom, it held an appeal. But if the cliche is broken down into synonyms like, for instance, millions and adoration, then no, I don't believe that either one of those words, together or apart, were prime motivators. Rich, relative to my background, meant buying my own food and clothing and being able to pay the rent. Fame to me, then, meant something as basic as not having to constantly explain myself, earning a reputation and, along with that, room in which to pursue my interests. I didn't want anyone to kiss my ass. I just wanted to get to a place where they couldn't kick it. Simply put, my highest ambition was to be an actor. I wanted acting to be a means to a means. I wanted whatever part I was playing to lead to another and so on. And hey, if something happened, well, that would be too good to be true. Something happened. I'm about to take you on a brief tour, highlights and lowlights of the Being Famous in America funhouse, a shape-shifting world where only one thing is perfectly clear. There is no way to prepare for the journey. No maps or guidebooks are available, and few who have experienced the maze leave behind helpful advice. I was pretty much on my own. I had to rely upon whatever moral and ethical compass my family provided me, here I was lucky, or trust my impulses. In this department, I was not so lucky.